I have called to reassure you I will be there in the morning, barring unforeseen disaster on the way.
Let me reassure you too, I'll be here waiting all tomorrow, pending faith and all I can do today.
If the rust stop and the muffler doesn't eat away a strap and send a spray of rusty metal everywhere, ricocheting off the pavement and into the tank of gasoline, exploding like a rocket, I'll be there.
Matches aren't spotted by a criminal who barges in to steal the chandelier. Torn in half and he's sleeping and his rides. He needs a lift home for a penny home meal for all the year.
If I don't decide to stroll the scenic overlook and slip upon an apple core and tumble through the air, and upon the rocks below be dashed to pieces in a godforsaken second like a pumpkin, I'll be there.
Any termites excavating the foundation that has served as a nutrition for a year, leaving nothing but a powder that allows the floor to crumble all around me like a cracker all
year. If an over-eager trooper doesn't pull the Chevy over and inspect it from the engine to the spare, and you touch the marijuana that the guy who owned the car before apparently neglected,
if the ancient water heater doesn't take off like a missile and go flying through the roof and disappear, leaving gas hissing madly, which ignites and exits through my weakened superstructure, probably I'll be here.
Unless a nuclear facility cracks, unless a saucer of Venusians attacks, we'll be together by a reasonable hour. Unless the milk goes sour. If a passing trucker doesn't flip a cigarette that flies into my window, setting fire to my hair, causing me to stop the car and jump into a nearby lake that's full of water snakes that eat me, I'll be there.
If the cyclone doesn't blow the rotten maple all to bits and send a branch in through the basement like a spear, where I'm pinned down like a butterfly with water from the broken pipe I'm winding up my mobile while I'll be here.
WITR, Henrietta, Modern Music and More. I am Tom. I am friggin' here. I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing comedy and novelty music for you.
Tim is away this week.
He's at a wedding or something like that. And last week we were both at Fangoria's Weekend of Horrors, so we haven't been on in 2 weeks.
That was
If, Dueling Paranoias by Lou and Peter Berryman. That's the group that did the double yodel song that Tim is so fond of.
Next up
we're going to hear Barney's on Fire by None of the Above.
Was waving his arm. We were falling victim to his evil charm.
He brushed against the candle and he started to smoke.
And now we're all laughing at the dinosaur joke. Oh boy, Barney's on fire.
That's what we've always desired.
We'll watch the flames get higher. Just don't try to put him out. Flying ashes everywhere, and all of the kids just continued to stare. The guy inside the suit, he started to yell. We probably should have helped him, but what the hell? He threw himself violently against the wall. He fell to his knees and he tried to crawl away. Oh boy, Barney's on fire. This is our secret desire. We'll help the flame from rising. but don't you try to put him out.
Tachometer will nearly start to spin. And now let us lie between the sheets, and thank heaven for reclining bucket seats. Don't touch that for goodness sake, you'll release the parking brake. We'll both start to roll down the street. Yikes! Now I'm gonna try to lock your door. Wait a minute, now I'm feeling sore. It's not that I'm not able, something's sticking in my navel. Oh my gosh, it's the four on the floor. Ouch! Pigeons overhead flying high, hovering above us in the sky. Now I'm feeling ill at ease. Oh, my darling, would you please close the sunroof? Something just fell in my eye. Yuck. You say that something's pinching at your feet. Hey, look what you just found. Oh, ain't that neat? It's my roach with my bong. They've been missing for so long. All this time you must have been beneath the seat. Now you're suffocating and I'm waterlogged. Oh, all the windows are beginning to get fogged. So my dear, with your consent, I'll open up the flow through vent. I only hope it also isn't clogged. There are other things that we can do, but only if you're tired of getting scratched. Honk the horn real good and you'll wake the neighborhood. They'll have a marvelous view. Making love in a Subaru, my friend. Making love in a Subaru.
Hi, everybody. We're here in Germany today to learn the International Friendship Song. And here to teach us is our good friend, Professor Otto von Schnitzelpuss Krankengescheitmeier.
Uncle Shane, mein kleiner Kinder, und willkommen. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood, ja? Now, let's do the International Friendship Song, ja?
Ja!
Ist das nicht ein Piece of Chalk?
Ja, das ist ein Piece of Chalk.
Ist das nicht ein Key and Lock?
Ja, das ist ein Key and Lock.
Piece of Chalk, Key and Lock. Oh, du Schöner, oh, du Schöner, oh, du Schöner, Schlüsselbank.
Are we having fun yet?
Ist das nicht ein Kuckuck-Clock?
Ja, das ist ein Kuckuck-Clock.
Das ist nicht so Tick-Tick-Tock.
Ja, ist das so Tick-Tick-Tock.
Kuckuck-Clock, Tick-Tick-Tock, Piece of Chalk, Key and Lock. Oh, du Schöner, oh, du Schöner, oh, du Schöner, Schlüsselbank. You see? It's a very easy song. Would you like to try?
Oh, gee, Professor, that'd be great. What should I sing about?
Anything that you want. The secret is to choose that one, okay?
Okay. Does Nick Nine piece of bread?
Yeah, that's his own piece of bread.
Does it fit in Wacko's head?
Yeah, it fits in Wacko's head.
Piece of bread, Wacko's head.
Oh, the Jenna, oh, the Jenna, oh, the Jenna, oh, the Jenna, oh, the
Jenna, oh, the Jenna, oh, the Jenna, oh, the
Yeah, he is a cute man, this.
Is this not a great big kiss?
Yeah, this is a great big kiss. Cute man, this, great big kiss. Piece of bread, Wacko's head. Oh, the Schöner, oh, the Schöner, oh, the Schöner, Schnitzelbank.
Here I've got one. Is das nicht Autobahn Schnitzelbus, Frankengescheidmeier?
Ja, das ist Autobahn Schnitzelbus, Frankengescheidmeier.
Is das nicht an incredibly long names you have to try and say?
Yeah, that's just an incredibly long name you have to try and say.
Keep on this, great big kiss, piece of bread, Wacko's head. Oh, the Schöner, oh, the Schöner, oh, the Schöner, Schnitzelbank.
Hey, you kids is pretty cool.
We're just getting warmed up.
Ist das nicht ein Autos Gott?
Ja, das ist ein Autos Gott.
Ist das nicht ein Autos Butt?
Ja, das ist ein Autos Butt.
Autos Gott, Autos Gott.
Oh, the Schöner, oh, the Schöner, oh, the Schöner, Schnitzelbank. Okay, I think you got the idea.
Ist das nicht ein Pair of Pants?
Ja, das ist ein Pair of Pants.
Ist das Underwear von Franz?
Ja, das Underwear von Franz.
Pair of Pants, Shorts von Franz. Autos Gott, Autos Butt.
Oh, the Schöner, oh, the Schöner, oh, the Schöner, Schnitzelbank.
Ist das nicht ein Hairy Chest?
Ja, das ist ein Hairy Chest.
Is this man no longer dressed?
Ja, this man's no longer dressed.
Hairy Chest, he's not dressed. Pair of pants, shorts from friends. Autos Gott, Autos Butt.
Oh, the Schöner, oh, the Schöner, oh, the Schöner, Schnitzelbank.
What is this song all about? Can't figure it out. to sing now?
Okay, I'm going to sing now.
I knew that.
Pretend it's Rodgers and Hammerstein or something.
I don't know the words.
Yeah, yeah, here's the lyrics.
Hey, what's his music?
I don't know, it just comes from the ceiling when I need it.
Okay.
A dead frog in the middle of the road that's smashed into nothing but a paper chain.
You know, this is messed
up. Has a better chance of giving her what she needs. I'm telling you, it's eating up my brain. A piece of fish in a box that's sitting in the freezer section of your local superstore. There's a better chance of making her happy now. A bonus if I think anymore. I'm insane. My brain died. I'm gone now. I'm telling you why. I'm insane. My life's gone. I'm
going
to tell you what's going on.
Here we go.
You
left me for just two quadriplegic because of the good sex.
Lives in a cardboard box,
flowers on
the shelf,
baby,
that's good
sex. Let me board up to
quadriplegic because
of the good sex.
You picked up on him, that's a good box, tell him, baby, that's good sex.
Yeah, good.
A busty chair that's sitting in the shelf that's covered with vomit instead of a bee. Hey, killer does everything she wants, and I hear them asking what's bothering me.
Turkey
dog meat in a septic tank that floats all around in the sea of flying. It's better than me, it's better than a two or three. Oh, good if I'm just
going
to waste of time. I'm insane, my brain's died. I've gone mad and I'll tell you why. I'm insane, my life's gone. Let me tell you what's going on.
Let me pour just two quadriplegic because of the good sex.
Dog food, can't control the sound. Hey, baby, that's good sex.
This is gross, man.
Let me pour
a destitute quadriplegic because of the good sex.
He wants to get me right now before he gets away. Shut up, man.
Yeah.
Good sex.
Rebirth.
Hey, do it.
I'm off my mind now. Well, that was a cow. I'm off my mind now. More good sex. I'm off my mind now. Didn't need it anyhow. Do it with a dead cow. Good, good sex. Parking up for Hana. It's better than Madonna. Now I think I wanna have good sex. Just give me a doorknob or a hairy dead slob or a Nazi name slob. Sex, sex, sex.
A bowl of dead bugs covered with hard, hard cuts has gotta be better than me.
You're right.
When it comes to the horizontal hokey pokey, can't you see what's eating at me? A glass of pureed horny toes chopped with pigs, I've got a better chance with her.
Pureed
horny toes. Than I ever would in a million years. Now I'll tell you now what I think I'm worth. I'm insane, my brain died. I've gone mad and I'll tell you why. I'm insane, my life's gone. Let me tell you what's going on.
Left for just two quadriplegic because of the good sex. Lives in a cardboard box, floppers on the shelf, baby, that's good sex.
Hey, I can keep up.
He left me for just two quadriplegic because of the good sex. He picked up on him because he couldn't find a salamander, baby, that's good sex.
You know, this is messed up, dude.
He left me for just two
quadriplegic because of the good sex.
He loves eating dog food, can't control his mouth, hey, baby, that's good sex.
Okay.
For a destitute quadriplegic because of the good sex.
Yeah.
He wants to get married right now before he gets away, baby, that's good sex.
Alright. Any more?
No, man, I couldn't think of any other way to end it.
Well, that's good.
Shut up.
Mr. Zip on Friggin' Here. That was she left me for a destitute quadriplegic because of the good sex. That was by request. Before that, Smells Like Nirvana by Weird Al Yankovic, Schnitzel Bonk by The Animaniacs, Really Safe Sex by Tim Cavanaugh, and Barney's on Fire by None of the Above. Coming up, we have another request. This one's Silent E by Tom Lehrer.
Who can turn a can into a cane? Who can turn a pan into a pane? It's not too hard to see, it's Silent E. Who can turn a cub into a cube? Who can turn a tub into a tube? It's elementary for Silent E. He took a pin and turned it into a pine. He took a twin and turned him into twine. Who can turn a cap into a cape? Who can turn a tap into a tape? A little blob becomes a globe instantly if you just add silent E. He's turned a damn alakazam into a dame, but my friend Sam stayed just the same. Who can turn a man into a mane? Who can turn a van into a vein? A little hug becomes huge instantly. Don't add W, don't add X, and don't add Y or Z, just add silent E.
Sense of humor. If that's true, then I'm a man you want to feel for real. So come and get it. I swear you won't regret it or fret it. Getting involved with that late night talk show crowd. They're making money while they're joking. They get laughs as soon as words are spoken. And Jim Carrey, he's smoking. So here's to the comics that I protege. So when you see me coming, I will hear you say, you're so crazy. Stay away from my baby. Ah!
Funny man, funny man, funny man. What a funny weird man. Funny man, funny man, funny man, what a funny weird man.
Funny man, funny man, funny man, what a funny weird man.
Funny man, funny man, funny man, what a funny weird man.
I got mole like Larry, cause I'm brutal with grace. A body like Curly with a hot full face. Stupid like Stimpy with a real mad rant. And the mad nerds of Beavis and Butthead. I always got a joke for you every time I see ya. Making funny noises like an onomatopoeia. You'll give me cheers every time I perform. So I'll give you something that's out of the norm. I'll keep you in hysterics cause my act's so enticing. I'm not a fake wannabe, trying to be the Dice Man. Little Miss Muffet, come on, that's dead. You're making me frantic, here's a boot to the head. First I'll say, how are ya? Then I'll say, where are you from? Whether it's stand-up or improvisation. The other guys that you have, they try to show that they have wit. But when they tell a joke, you say, I don't get it. You're never gonna get it, never gonna get it, silly. I'm just like Graham Chapman, except I'm much too silly. The original, King Del Piranha. You wanna ride on my flying circus, monkey paisana, and I'm not going down like Nemo. My jokes are always primo, cause you know that my name is not emo. My thoughts are never simple, cause I have a harder mind. Which means a lot to you, cause hard men are good to find.
Funny man, funny man, funny man, what a funny weird man. Funny man, funny man, funny man, what a funny weird man. Funny man, funny man, funny man, what a funny weird man. Funny man, funny man, funny man, what a funny weird man.
For years I've watched and learned from the likes of George Carlin, Billy Crystal, Robert Williams, Bill Murray, Steve Martin. My material's fresh and my timing is right. I'll knock you out with one punchline the rest of the night. I'm a real storyteller, never in a rush. I don't use vulgarity like a freaking crush. Spend quality time just perfecting my craft. I don't want courtesy, I want real laughs. A comic and an actor and I'll do a double take. Speaking funny voices with a stutter and a shake. I do a pratfall and land flat on my back. Always a good lover, cause your mother taught me that. Ha!
Funny man, funny man, funny man, what a funny weird man.
Funny, funny weird man.
Funny man, funny man, funny man, what a funny weird man.
Yes, I am.
Funny man, funny man, funny man, what a funny weird man.
What a funny weird man.
Funny man, funny man, funny man, what a funny weird man.
Thank you very much. Good night. Don't forget to tip your waitress.
You know I love that organic cooking. I always ask for more. And they call me Mr. Natural. On down to the health food store. I only eat good sea salt. White sugar don't touch my lips. And my friends is always begging me to take them on macrobiotic trips. Yes, they are. Oh, but night I take out my strong box that I keep under lock and key. And I take it off to my closet where nobody else can see. I open that door so slowly, take a peek up north and south. Then I pull out a Hostess Twinkie and I pop it in my mouth. Yeah, in the daytime I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night I'm a junk food junkie, good Lord have pity on me. Well, at lunchtime you can always find me at the Whole Earth Vitamin Bar, just sucking on my plain white yogurt from a hand-thrown pottery jar. And sipping a little hand-pressed cider with a carrot stick for dessert. And wiping my face in a natural way on the sleeve of my peasant shirt. Oh, yeah. Ah, but when that clock strikes midnight and I'm all by myself, I work at combination on my secret hideaway shelf. And I pull out some Fritos corn chips, Dr. Pepper, and an old moon pie. Then I sit back in glorious expectation of a genuine junk food high. Then I take my back. In the daytime, I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. Oh, but at night, I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me. All right. My friends down at the commune. They think I'm pretty neat. Oh, I don't know nothing about arts and crafts, but I give them all something to eat. I'm a friend to old Yule Gibbons, and I only eat a homegrown spice. I got a John Keith autographed Grecian urn filled up with my brown rice. Yes, I do. Oh, folks, but lately I have been spotted with a Big Mac on my breath. Stumbling into a Colonel Sanders with a face as white as death. I'm afraid someday they'll find me just stretched out on my bed with a handful of Pringles potato chips and a ding-dong by my head. And at daytime I'm Mr. Nasser, just as healthy as I can be. But at night I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me.
Iowa pot, Iowa grown and grand. I never knew such beautiful boo grew in this groovy land I'm in, and I'm indebted indeed to wonderful weed. Iowa raised and born, oh, Iowa lot, to Iowa. And that's not just Iowa corn. Well, I never cared much for domestic. I would always be turning it down. But I just smoked a joint so majestic, so fantastic. It's the best stick in town, and it blooms in this Midwestern section. And there isn't a glimmer of doubt. It could shake a Jamaica connection, 'cause it's cheap, deep, and far bleeping out. Oh, Iowa lot, to Iowa pot, Iowa grown and grand. I never knew such beautiful food grew in this groovy land I'm in, and I'm indebted indeed to wonderful weed. Iowa raised and born, oh, Iowa lot, to Iowa pot, and that's not just Iowa corn. Contraband from the land across the border is El Ropo and risky to get. While, of course, the exotic importer takes your order from his private jet. So just keep your Colombian ripoff and your shady Canadian scene, 'cause I'd sooner be singeing my lip off on some straight, great Iowa green. Everybody sing Iowa lot to Iowa lot. Iowa grown and ground.
Iowa grown and ground.
I never knew such beautiful food.
I never knew such beautiful
grew in this groovy land I'm in.
In this groovy
and I'm enchanted to see the wonderful weed. Iowa raised it for
us.
Okay, everybody, shut up. Oh, Iowa lot to Iowa. That's not just Iowa corn. No, that's not just Iowa corn.
I was working the lab late one night when I heard the gurgle of a water pipe. So I turned to see my monster in a cloud of smoke, who said, "This shit ain't bad. Here, have a toast
with some hatchets.
We smoked some Monster Hash.
A Monster Hash.
It was his personal stash.
We smoked some hash.
We got completely trashed.
A Monster Hash.
We smoked some Monster Hash. As we partied in the castle with the living dead. Mouths were dry and eyes were red. The ghouls and goblins shrieked and screamed. Won't somebody please pass the Visine? They smoked some
Monster Hash.
From Frankie's personal stash. And they all were smashed. They smoked some Monster Hash. The mummy was toking on a ball. Wolfman said, don't bogart that, pass it along. The swamp thing was toasted, rolling on the floor, laughing hysterically and pleading for more. The scene was rocking as the werewolves moved to the undead reggae band's dance hall groove. Meanwhile, in the kitchen, Frankenstein baked some Alice Beat Hopeless brownies and cakes.
We ate some hash.
We ate some Monster Hash. It had the graveyard smash.
We ate some hash.
And we all got trashed.
A Monster Hash.
We ate some Monster Hash. The party would have gone on till we all passed out. But just then we heard a blood-curdling shout. Watch out! Beware! Cover your necks! Dracula's got the munchies and he's totally wrecked.
He smoked some hash.
He smoked some Monster Hash.
Some Monster Hash.
He was completely smashed.
He smoked some hash.
That Transylvanian trash.
A Monster Hash.
He smoked some Monster Hash. Now every night the dead rise up from the grave.
Whoa.
To partake in a happening THC rave. For you, the living, this hash is meant to.
Whoa.
When you get to my door, just say the toys sent you.
We smoked some hash.
We'll smoke some Monster Hash.
Some Monster Hash.
And we'll all get trashed.
We smoked some hash.
From my personal stash.
A Monster Hash.
We'll smoke some Monster Hash.
Monster Hash.
Easy boy, save some for daddy. This is good.
Monster Hash by the Toys on Friggin' Here. Before that, a request, Iowa Lot to Iowa Pot by Napoleon the 14th. And before that, Larry Gross with Junk Food Junkie. And Funny Man by Luke Ski's Psycho Potpourri. They're something Tim just got in the mail a little while ago. Tim's got a bunch of new stuff that I haven't heard yet. Luke Ski's Psycho Potpourri is going to be performing at the Weird Al convention, AlCon 98, which is this June. I think it's either the 12th or the 13th. And that's going to be happening in Chicago. I'm going to be going. In fact, I might be performing. I just have to get the songs approved. And if you want some information about that, I don't remember the URL. You can get the information off the internet. They have a homepage, but I know there's a link to it from the official Weird Al Yankovic website, which is www.weirdal.com, which is maintained by Al's drummer, John Bermuda Schwartz. So definitely check that out. That's going to be lots of fun. Before Luke Ski was On the Shoulders of Freaks by Henry Phillips, and we started that set off with another request, Silent E by Tom Lehrer. If you've got something you want to hear, give me a call. The number here is 475-2271. And this next set, we're going to start it off with another request. This is Lijah by Don White.
Okay, this is called The Shameful Ballad of Lijah, the Precocious Orchard Queen. Let me tell you about the fall of 79. We were running out of money, we were running out of time, and we wound up picking pears way over in Washington. Hurry, months before that, we're hitching down the road with a dog named Lijah. She was 1 year old. We had that dog ever since she was a little pup. Now baby was growing up. What got into Lijah, I just can't say. I guess she started reaching the curious age, and she had this aroma she was sending all over the land. And in every backyard for 4 or 5 miles, every male dog was howling and going so wild. They were driving their owners crazy, but they didn't care. The dog love was in the air. jumping out of windows, breaking off chains. Poodles, cocker spaniels, German shepherds, great things. They were raunchy, rabid, ugly, mangy, mean. They were trying to find the orchard queen. I was in a tree, Elijah was right down beneath me. To my surprise, I saw 25 male dogs closing in on her. So I picked me a pair, I threw it on down. I hit a cocker spaniel, I knocked him to the ground. He got up quick, he was dazed, but he wasn't deterred. I threw down another and I hit him on the head, and he went down hard. I thought he was dead, but he still went for Elijah after taking two direct hits. The little sucker was passionate. We jumped from the tree, we ran to the shack, pursued by a horny, crazed wild dog pack. And our dog Elijah fought us every inch of the way. And when we got to the shack, we were both in shock, and we felt like we were in a movie by Hitchcock. We looked at each other and we did not know what to say. How could a little girl act this way? You know, ladies and gentlemen, you try to bring them up right. You feed them Alpo. You keep them tied at night. You try to teach them morals. You try to teach them about society. You hope maybe they'll marry some rich, purebred doctor's dog from Marblehead. But no. One day, they're an innocent child. Next day, you know they're out running so wild. Elijah, I never thought you would turn out to be the picture of promiscuity. Now, just briefly, the word promiscuity over here in macadamia, wherever the hell I am, academia, one of those nuts. Hey, the word goes fairly well over here, but when I sing this song in Lynn, nobody has a clue what the word means over there. It's not that they don't know how to behave promiscuously, certainly have a handle on the behavior part. It's the terminology that gives them a problem. So, as something of a public service, I'm going to teach you how to say promiscuous in Lynn speak. In case you ever get lost on your way to Nahant someday, and you're over there in Lynn, downtown Central Square, what you would be doing in Central Square needing the word promiscuous, I guess, is your own business, really, isn't it? Okay, this is the way you would say it so that the local people could understand you. Elijah, I never thought you would turn out to be wicked slutty. Thank you. Is that cleared up for everybody in the balcony up there? All right. The next morning, I took a pair of my BBD underwear, and I put them on Elijah, and I put her tail through the little hole. Let's all try to picture that if we could. And I let her run free in the orchard that day, and every whale dog in Washington State took a try at Elijah, but the only thing that they felt was a low-budget chastity belt. That night when we got to the shack, I took the underwear and I threw them out back. They were wet and they were dirty, and I did not think much of it. I did not realize that they were the equivalent of the Holy Grail in the male dog population. Silly me! Good Lord Almighty, what happened then when the male dogs got a good whiff of them? It was the biggest dog riot that there ever was anywhere. It was over Elijah's underwear. They fought and rumbled, they brawled all night. They were killing one another till the morning light. They were fighting to the death for the greatest prize anywhere. And when it all was finished, when it all was done, Doberman Pinscher was the champion. He was wounded, but he looked so triumphant, standing there with Elijah's underwear. And just to leave you with one more visual image. This is what this dog looked like. You know, the moon was behind him. He was up on this hill. He's kind of torn and tattered. He had this, you know, the greatest prize in all of dogdom hanging from his mouth. And the look on his face, I just want you all to remember. Take it home with you if you could, all right? This is what he looked like. And then he began gleefully to whistle his favorite song. Thank you all so very much.
Americans dance on a dance floor, and the Spaniards, they dance on a table, and the Russians, they dance on a saber, but the Mexicans dance on their hats. Oh, they dance on hot coals in Calcutta, in Wisconsin, they dance on fresh butter, which they squeeze from one cow or another. Yes, the Mexicans dance on their hats. There are Mexicans dancing on derbies. There are Mexicans dancing on caps. They just throw their fedoras wherever the floor is and start doing horrors and taps. They won't quit, they go on. It's a Mexican custom to take hats and bust them by doing a dance thereupon. Oh, the reason they shot Pancho Villa was he danced on his mother's mantilla, and the message did not reach Garcia. He was out somewhere dancing on hats. There's a fellow in West Acapulco, the most elegant man you could meet. He does sambas on Homburgs, two tunes of Stig Romberg, and sometimes the Nutcrackers sweep. So take care, so beware, or they'll put castanets on and ruin your Stetson, cause they all think they're Fred Astaire. If you're ever in Mexico proper, and you're wearing a straw hat or topper, when the band starts to play, call a copper. Cause by now you should know that they'll grab your chapeau and they'll stomp till it's flat, and that's what Mexicans do on your hat.
Who just invited you to a secret wink-wink at the you-know-what. You certainly are popular now that you're a stone cutter.
Oh, yeah. Beer bust, beer blast, keggers, Steinhoist, AA meetings, beer night. It's wonderful, Marge. I've never felt so accepted in all my life. These people look deep within my soul and assign me a number based on the order in which I joined.
Who controls the British crown? Who keeps the metric system down? We do. We do. Who keeps Atlantis off the maps? Who keeps the Martians under wraps? We do. We do. Who holds back the electric car? Who makes the Gutenberg a star? We do. Fish of their sight. Who rigs every Oscar night? We do. We do.
Da 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 I am sitting on the sofa. There's a TV in the corner. I am watching Major Nelson. He is played by Larry Hagman.
Jeannie!
And he found a little bottle and out popped Barbara Eden. But she couldn't show her belly button. All she did was blink.
Good evening, Major Nelson.
Tony Nelson works at NASA with suspicious Dr. Bellows. And there's also Roger Healy, who would become Howard Borden.
Jeannie!
And Jeannie always means well, but they get in wacky trouble. She folds her arms and blinks her eyes. It's kind of like Bewitched.
Yes, Master.
Oh, the reruns will continue on the TV as I'm watching the pink smoke of her bottle. I am dreaming of Jeannie.
Arriba tu goma del fuerte, Rancho Macho Pinchardo, Subas Vega in El Boca.
Uno, dos, cuatro, tres.
I'm gonna chat with all the lovely señoritas, and this is what I'm gonna say. Donde por los chicos que le cuadran su clima y yo, por el papá María, que está más que ver, es un leche y mi mamá es mi papá Jesús, el tiempo es el que más donato, verdad, el lengua huele mucho en el perro en guapo.
Mi amo es ingrocho y mi pantalón es muy caliente. Ha, 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 ha.
Well, I took 4 years of high school Spanish, and now I'm heading on a plane to Spain. I'm going to chat with all the lovely señoritas, and this is what I'm going to say. While I'm on the pitch, I'm doing mano and salto, it's a lot of funky mama kids, there's bien, con sal, o telefono, y loco, con el rey, un minuto, un momento, telemundo, y hoy, por fuera, pregunta, por qué, por dear.
Hola, mi bonita poquita, la taco es en el del baño.
Buenos noches. Necesita jugar al fútbol. Lo siento. Muy bien, mo. Hasta.
Yeah, can I get the 18-layer burrito, extra guac, all the sour cream, triple cheese, and give me some cinnamon crispers to go? Oh, yeah, and a really large Mountain Dew.
As I went out one evening down Columbus Avenue, the sushi bars were shuttered and the dark cantinas too. I stood there in the darkness as an empty cab rolled by, when all at once I heard the sound of yuppies in the sky. The herd came down Columbus for as far as I could see. The men were wearing polo and the women wore esprit. Each uppie had a walkman, and as each one passed me by, I saw their sad expression and I heard their mournful cry. Condos for sale, condos to buy, for yuppies in the sky. Each one was wearing running shoes upon the ghostly day, and each one had a cotton sweater wrapped around the neck. They all held out their credit cards and tried in vain to buy. But all the stores were shuttered to the yuppies in the sky. Condos for sale, condos to buy. The yuppies in the sky, yuppie-i-a. Sorry. I'd seen them in commercial sailing boats and playing ball, pouring beer for one another, crying, why not have it all? Now I saw the ghostly progress down Columbus Avenue. It made me want to buy myself a BMW.
Come on now.
Condos for sale, condos to buy, for yuppies in the sky. All the salad bars were empty, all the quiche Lorraine was gone. I heard the yuppies crying as they vanished in the dawn, calling grand names to each other as they faded from my view. They'll be networking forever down Columbus Avenue. Condos for sale, condos to buy.
Yeah, move them out.
The yuppies in the sky. Condos for sale, condos to buy. Rolex, Rolex for yuppies in the sky.
We are appealing, we are squirrels. We want to gather nuts, but people flatter our guts when they're on a country drive. It is indeed to play. The season opens up today. If you're a squirrel, run away. I don't know what else I should say. Please call the ASPCA. Fur coats from us are made. Fur is nice, but I like suede. They scrape our fur off with a blade and never bother with first aid. We squirrels really like to play, and we like to catch some rays. Please don't kill us, this we pray. We're cute and harmless anyway. Squirrels, we're not delicious.
Squirrels,
we are not raccoons.
Squirrels,
we don't live in palm trees.
Squirrels,
or in your bathroom. That's all we really are is squirrels. Isn't it fine, I am a squirrel. Please help and save us, we are
squirrels.
I wanna whip out my
squirrel.
WITR, Henrietta, Modern Music and More. That was Squirrels by the Beastly Boys. You're listening to Friggin' Here, 2 hours of nonstop comedy music. My name is Tom. I'll be on for about another hour. Before Squirrels was Yuppies in the Sky by Tom Paxton and Company. Before that was 4 years of High School Spanish by the Four Postmen. Genie's Diner by Marilyn E. Whitelaw and Mark Davis. We Do, the Stonecutters song by The Simpsons, and before that was the Simpsons theme. And Alan Sherman with the Mexican Hat Dance, and we started that set off with Elijah by Don White. Coming up, another request. Keep them coming. I'm loving all the requests. Just makes my job easier. This is Bulbous Bouffant by the Radio Free Vestibule.
Hi.
Hello.
Are you waiting for the bus?
Yes, I am, actually.
Hmm.
I noticed you're not wearing any galoshes.
No, I'm not. It's sunny out there. No need for galoshes.
I'm wearing galoshes. Galoshes.
Uh-huh.
Did you read the paper today?
No, I haven't had a
chance.
Did
you read the thing about the Eskimos?
No.
Well, the article was saying that the Eskimos will eat the fat from the whale.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what that's called?
No, I don't.
Blubber.
Ah, right.
Blubber.
Yeah, blubber.
That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Blubber.
Right.
The Eskimos eat the blubber.
Uh-huh.
And the blubber will come from different kinds of whales, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it will come from a beluga whale.
Uh-huh.
Beluga.
Right, yeah.
They don't wear galoshes.
Who, the whales?
No, the Eskimos.
Oh, no, that's right, they don't.
They wear mukluks.
Uh-huh.
Mukluks.
That's right, mukluks.
Mukluks.
Yes, mukluks.
Say it again.
Mukluks.
Say it louder.
Mukluks.
Good, eh?
Yeah, it is a good one. I didn't want to say it, but I like it.
Say galoshes.
Galoshes.
Good, eh?
Yeah, it's good.
Galoshes.
Galoshes.
Beluga.
Beluga.
Blubber, blubber, blubber,
blubber. Mukluk.
Blubber, beluga.
Excuse me. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt whatever it is you were doing there.
It's okay.
Okay, I just wanted to know if this is where the bus stops.
Yeah, they should be here any minute, actually.
Oh, I see. Well, sorry to disturb you.
That's okay, we were just,
Sir.
Yes? Yeah?
Look over there.
Across the street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See that lady?
Yes.
What kind of hairstyle does she have?
That looks like a bouffant.
Yes, a bouffant.
Yes, a bouffant.
Actually, I couldn't help noticing that myself. It's sort of what you might call a bulbous bouffant.
Yes, a bulbous bouffant.
Bulbous bouffant.
Bouffant.
Blubber.
Galoshes.
Mukluk.
Bulbous bouffant.
Mukluk.
Macadamia.
Ooh.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Blubber. Macadamia.
Blubber.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora.
Macadamia.
Blubber.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora.
Macadamia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora.
Macadamia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora.
Macadamia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous
bouffant.
Plethora.
Macadamia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous
bouffant.
Plethora.
Macadamia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo,
bulbous
bouffant,
plethora,
lumium,
gazebo,
bulbous
bouffant, plethora, lumium,
gazebo,
bulbous
bouffant,
plethora, lumium, gazebo,
bulbous
bouffant, plethora, lumium,
gazebo,
tuberculosis,
plethora, lumium,
gazebo,
bulbous
bouffant,
plethora,
lumium,
gazebo,
bus. Ah, here comes the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the mice in the church. Eleanor Rigby raises the price, chops up the ice.
Oh,
I am. Eleanor Rigby looks through the light, but I'm trying to sing a song. All I want to do is do Eleanor. I'll do it myself.
Oh, look at all the lonely people.
Eleanor Rigby eats all the rice in the church where her wedding had been. No, not eats all the rice. Eleanor Rigby picks up the dice, raises the price, chops up the ice, traffics in vice. Oh, no. Kills all the mice in the church. So that would be cruel. Maybe I better start again.
Eleanor Rigby picked up the rice in the church where her wedding had been. It's in a dream, waits by the window, wearing a face that she keeps in the jar by the door. That's strange. Most of my friends wear their faces on their head. Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie writing the words to a sermon that no one will hear. No one is near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What a weirdo priest this guy is. First he writes a sermon for a bunch of deaf people, and he turns off the lights in his room and darns socks. Can't you just hear him in the dark with those sharp needles? And knit one, ouch, and purl two, and knit one, ouch, purl two, ouch. No wonder they call him the Band-Aid Bishop. Oh, the song. No one to care, all the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the bony people, no, all the ornery, all the ugly people, the pugly repo, I'm a creeple, a goat, go climb a steeple, no, 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 oh, where do they all belong? Eleanor Rigby, Catherine Figby, Gwendolyn Bugley, Bugby, let's go play rugby, Madeline Snagby, Clustering Hugby, you know, Harriet Gentry, Victor Borgi, Liberace, Thomas Dewey, Rudy Valley, Mike Mazurki, Albuquerque, have some jerky, you're a turkey. Eleanor Rigby died in a church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came. Speaking of churches, did you hear about the religious skunk who went to church each Sunday and sat in his own pew? Did you hear about the frustrated duck? He couldn't get his down up. Father Mackenzie, wiping the dirt from his hand as he works from the grave. There's that funky Mackenzie guy again. Not only he writes punk sermons and he louses up his socks, but he can't even throw dirt straight. You dig 16 ton and what do you get? Filthy! Ready for the biz bag. Oh, look at all the lonely people. All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Oh, my little hand.
The Ballad of Irving. He was short and fat and rode out of the west with a Mogan David on his silver vest. He was mean and nasty right clear through, which was kind of weird because he was yellow, too. They called him Irving. Big Irving. Big Short Irving. Big Short Fat Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the west. He came from the old bar mitzvah spread with a 10-gallon yarmulke on his head. He always followed his mother's wishes. Even on the range, he used two sets of dishes. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Sissy Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Irving. A 141 could draw faster than he, but Irving was looking for 143. Walked in the Saul Saloon like a man insane and ordered three fingers of 2 cents plain. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Sport Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. One day, Bad Max happened in the town. His aim was to shoot that Irving down. Bad Max said, draw and draw right now. And Irving drew a picture of a cow. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Gunfighter Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Irving. Irving. The James boys was coming on a train at first sun on the towns of Irving. We need your gun. Well, that train pulled in at the break of dawn. Irving's gun was there, but Irving was gone. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big help Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Well, finally, Irving got three slugs in the belly. It was right outside the Frontier Deli. He was sitting there twirling his gun around, and Butterfingers Irving gunned himself down. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big dum-dum Irving. Big dum-dum dead Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West.
Really?
Well, the smallest thing that's known to man, the subatomic particle measured scientifically under lab conditions to be 10 centimeters, taken to the minus 13 power. Everybody! But though this thing is very small, it's really not that small at all compared to the line that is ever so fine that separates the hot from the cold on the handle of my shower. Even if you manage to adjust it just exactly like you like it, there are still 107 different combinations, different permutations, things which can and maybe will go wrong. Like when I'm in the shower with the woman that I love, just at the moment of extreme excitation, some guy in the apartment below turns his dishwasher on. And the water comes up cold, my woman goes, steps on the soap, nearly breaks her neck. As it was, she only suffered from some minor scrapes and bruises, but just as she was falling, she made a desperate grab for the nearest thing around her so that no fatal harm would occur. Which is fortunate for her, but unfortunate for me, because the thing she made a grab for happened to be something near and dear to both of us. So to be fair, she wasn't thinking how extremely dear it was to me as how conveniently near it was to her. But it's an interesting biologic, metabolic, fundamental, scientific, not to say a physiological fact. The when subjected to the stimulus of sub-zero H2O, the male private areas have a tendency to rapidly contract. And this what they did, so that is why she missed them, made a grab behind them. What it was she finally caught was the handle of my shower, which she twisted as she fell past the smallest thing that's known to man, and suddenly the water came out hot. And unconscious, and my woman got me out of there. And 2 weeks later, my poor private areas finally got the courage to emerge. So even now, they haven't yet regained their normal size that we didn't stand. In fact, for a while there, they had successfully broken all previous existing world records for the smallest things that were known to man.
I'd like to do a tune off my next demo. Back to reality here. My railroad Bill was a hard-living man. He used to take his women two at a time. Everyone agreed he was the baddest engineer that ever driven down the Santa Fe line. His name was known from the folks back home to the tippy-top of Telegraph Hill. And all the little boys, when they were sneaking cigarettes, they used to dream about the railroad Bill. Oh, one day Bill was walking along and he saw a kitten stuck in a tree. When he saw it was the matter, he ran to get a ladder to set that kitty cat free. Bill said, no, ain't gonna do it, ain't gonna climb up no tree. This is a stupid, stupid song and no folk singer's gonna make a fool out of me. I said, one day Bill was walking along and he saw a kitten stuck in a tree. Oh, and he saw what's the matter. He ran to get a ladder to set that kitty cat free. And Bill said, no, ain't gonna do it, ain't gonna do what you said. This is a stupid, stupid song, and as far as I'm concerned, that cat can stay there till it's dead. I said, wait a minute, Bill, you can't argue with me. For God's sake, I just made you up. I got the pen in my hand, I want you up in that tree. I want that cat unstuck. Bill said no, I hate cats. Ain't gonna climb for no cat. He said, why don't you have it say some beautiful girl who's been tied down on a railroad track. I said, maybe there'll be room in the eighth or ninth verse, but right now I want you up in that tree. I'm the writer, goddamn, I got the pen in my hand, and you're supposed to listen to me. He said, you asshole, why should I listen to you? You should be listening to me instead. He said, I'm a railroad man, and if I was real, I'd separate your face from your head. You ungrateful brute, I cried, you pushed me too far. I gotta show you I can do as I please. So an earthquake came, and it shook the whole terrain, and it brought Railroad Bill to his knees. And then a tidal wave broke, and everything got soaked, and Bill was almost completely washed away. And then a big green monster from the planet Neptune landed and bit Railroad Bill on the leg. I got the pen in my hand. I can do what I want. I'm a bright new young talent on a rise. So get your ass up that tree, or I swear you ain't gonna get out of my folks on the line. He said, you don't scare me. You might be funny, but you don't scare me. And if you don't leave me alone, I'm gonna tell everybody where you stole this melody. But before he could speak, his tongue fell out. He could not make a sound. Suddenly, he jumped on top of me, he grabbed me by the neck, and he pulled me to the ground. And he hit me in the stomach, and he hit me in the face real hard, and I think he almost broke my nose. Just then, a lightning bolt came out of nowhere, hit him right between the eyes, and killed him instantly. The cat came down from the tree, had a bowl of warm milk, went to sleep for the night. Railroad Bill is survived by a wife and three small children. Dear God, I love to write. Whoa!
Hey, man, what are you really into, huh?
The elusive butterfly has just tiptoed past my door. My buddy likes the Yankees. She says, hey, Tebow, what's the score? And I say, well, Reggie got 1-1-3 and 25 is 6-2-4. Is the left wing really Pinko? Colonel Sanders, what a bore. You ask so many questions. What answer should I choose? Is it schizoid paranoia or just existential blues? The amenities of life have been chasing my soul, and my mind is transcendental, and I'm losing all control, and I'm sinking in the quagmire of illusions and Thoreau. I cry out, my name is T-Bone, as a hound dog digs a hole. You have so many questions, what answer should I choose? Is it Plato's heebie-jeebies or just existential blues? Existential blues. My blue suede existential blues. I was on a quest. I was walking down the road. I was looking for the truth of life, and I came across all these little people all around me. They looked at me and said, hey, mister, are you tall? I said, yes, I'm tall, but who are you? We're little wonders. They looked at me with their big red bloodshot eyes and said,
we are the
I said, hey, kids, I'm looking for the truth of life. Where do I go? Who do I see? Slow down, mister. In order to find the truth of life, one must see the wizard. I said, the wizard? Well, where's this wizard of lies when lives? I said, you see the big green glow in a dark house up on a hill? I said, yes, I see the big green glow in a dark house up on a hill. The big dark forest between me and the big green glow in a dark house up on a hill. The little old lady on a Hoover vacuum cleaner going,
oh, you're so pretty. You're long too.
I don't even have a little dog, Dardo. So such predicaments I must forge ahead. Walking under a day, I must find the truth of life. I said, but you know, kids, I can handle a big green glow in a dark house of the hill. I can handle a dark forest. I can handle a little old lady. It's a very strange road you're sending me down. I've seen yellow stripes in the middle of a road before, but kids, never quite that wide. All right, tighten your shorts, pilgrim, and sing like the Duke. A little bit tired of walking down this old blinding yellow road, so I pulled a little tired body off a little rest area, and lo and behold, a little field of little red flowers out there, and it smells so good. I was getting pretty tired, and it smells so good, and figure, well, I'll just stretch out in this little field of puppy, 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 puppy. What a strange dream, man, you know. Little flint flowers just smell awfully good. Now I'm very tired, and the old witch is just gonna have to wait, man, because I'm just gonna stretch out again in this little field. Bobby! Bobby! Bobby!
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Dorothy.
Along came this old man in a green Eldorado too, screeched to a halt. A little short man with a big red nose, toking a bottle of Yukon Jack, strolled up to me and said, "Hey, son." I said, "Old man, don't bother me, Bobby. Bobby." He said, "T-Bone." I said, "Wait a minute. This man knows my name. He must be the Wizard.
You must be the Wizard. The Wizard of Oz. Why have you come to haunt me?
I said, "Oh, wizard, a wise one. I have been on a quest. Walking down the road with a dude, I did. I got tired, Bobby. Little bit, I've been through hell." He said, "Hey, son, slow down, relax." I said, "But wizard, a wise one, I've come so far to find the truth of life." He says, "Hey, son, slow down, relax. I said, tell you the truth, son." I said, "Wizard, that's what I've come to find is the truth." He said, no, son, you got me all wrong. To tell you the truth, son, how can I tell you this, I've been in this field of poppies a long time myself, and I've come to find, son, that the only truth in life is right here in this bottle." I said, "Wizard." He said, "No, truly, son. In fact, I'd rather have this bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy."
How profound, Wizard.
Some girl with psychic powers, she said, "T-Bone, what's your sign?" I blink and answer neon. I thought I'd blow her mind. She's reading Moby Dick by some fruitcake named Herman. She's jumping on an aquarius. Was the Duchess really joining? You ask so many questions. What answers should I choose? Is it really Butte, Montana, or just accidental blues? Really Butte, Montana? Is it plain or ZBGBs?
Is this good boy paranoia?
Tom T-Bone Stankus on WITR, that's Existential Blues. Before him was Andy Breckman with a song called Railroad Bill, one of my favorite songs, I love that song. Before them, Lauren Elliott with The Smallest Thing That's Known to Man, The Battle of Irving by Frank Gallup. Doodles Weaver did Eleanor Rigby, or tried to do Eleanor Rigby, I guess, depending on what you feel about that song. And we started that set off with Bulbous Bouffants by The Vestibules. Actually, they were known as Radio Free Vestibule when they recorded that song, but they just go by The Vestibules now. We're going to start this next set off with a song by a group who's appeared on Mad TV at least 5 or 6 times now. It's a group called Corky and the Juice Pigs. I got their tape several years ago, and I was really excited when I first saw them on Corky and on Mad TV. They performed a song called Eskimo. And about a month and a half ago or 2 months ago, they appeared again, and they performed this song, and I thought you guys might like to hear it. This is a song called Pandas.
Friendly bears of China, white and black, they rarely reproduce. What shall be done about these Chinese bears? What shall be done about these friendly bears? Die, they must die, the pandas must die. Die, they must die, the pandas must die. Yay! Why should we save them? What good do they do? Have you ever seen a panda do something good for you? They can't wear t-shirts, they can't bust
would gladly take the belt. If we kill them all, we can have more fucking love. We can have more couches made of little buffalo. Up and down.
Every time I see ya, my senses tell me how bad, I just can't disagree. I got a feeling in my heart that I can't describe. It's sort of good, good, Lord. No, there's something in my head that I can't describe. It's sort of good, zip, hiccup, drip, ding, dong, crunch, crack, bark, meow, whinny, quack. In proximity, yeah. Rearrange my brain in a strange cacophony. I get a feeling somewhere that I can't describe. It's sort of a sound in my head that I can't describe. It's sort of wax, whir, wheeze, whine, sputter, flat, squirt, scrape, clink, clank, clunk, clatter, crash, bang, beep, buzz, ring, rip, roar, stretch, clang, tooth, tingle, thud, pop, flop, plunk, pow, snort, suck, slip, smack, screech, flash, squish, squeak, tickle, rattle, squeal, boing, thump, poop, pack, belt.
I'm not playing Freebird, so don't even ask me, you silly, drunken old slob. Times are a-changing, and Skinner is dead, so buzz off and go get a job. It was a night like no other, at Sloppy Joe's bar, the most terrible request of my life. Some wild-eyed young freak stood up in the back and started screaming all night. But I'm not playing Freebird, so don't even ask me, Buster, you can just take a hike. Why should I worry what you want to hear? I just play for people I like. Well, I blew him off, 'cause I don't know that song, but he started moving closer to me. And all the way up, he just kept yelling Freebird. His IQ was 73. But I'm not playing Freebird, so you can just kiss it. There's nothing I'd rather not do. So if you just can't stand not hearing that song, then fella, I guess you are screwed. When he'd reach the dance floor, he'd become relentless. His requests were more evenly spaced, with about 15 seconds in between each Freebird, I felt like smashing his face. And I'm not playing Freebird, 'cause now I am ticked, so put that $20 away. I just can't be bought by a jerk like you. I don't care how much you will pay. Then he crawled on the stage in a terrible rage. He said, either play Freebird or die. Security restrained him, the police, they detained him. I guess he's not a Freebird tonight. So that's the story of the world's worst request. Now you know how to get me real down. And if you keep trying to request Freebird, I swear I'll play bad Leroy Brown. I swear I'll play bad Leroy Brown.
Like these, when enemies can number more than friends, A friend indeed is what I need, not someone who pretends. I'm on my way, I cannot stay another day. You're such a pain, must I explain my every meaning to you? It's such a drag the way you nag at me and make me do blue. I'm on my way, I cannot stay another day. You're so pusillanimous, so oh, yeah. Nature's calling animus, oh, yeah. A glass of wine with Gertrude's light, I know I'll never get. But I don't mind, that's just the kind of Gertrude's man must bear. I'm on my way, I cannot stay another day. You're so pusillanimous, oh yeah. Nature's calling and I must go there. Another day, I know they say that all the world's a stage. I'll play the fool, but as a rule, I'd rather act my age. I'm on my way, I cannot stay another day. I'm on my way, I cannot stay another day. I'm on my way, I cannot stay another day.
Beagle's game. The story of Little Blue Riding Hood is true. Only the color has been changed to prevent an investigation.
This is the woods. My name is Wednesday. I work out of homicide. Monday, February the 2nd, 10:22 a.m. Bumped into Chicken Lickin'. Told me the sky was falling. I booked her on the 614, turned her over to the psychiatrist. Then a call came in at a 503. When I was on my way to the 503, a 618 came in. I added up the 614, the 503, and the 618. Got 1,735. I handed in my paper to the chief. He corrected it, gave me 100%, patted me on the head. Told me I was a good cop. 11:45 a.m., it happened. I saw a little girl in a blue hood carrying a basket. I stopped to question her. Pardon me, ma'am. Could I talk to you for just a minute, ma'am?
What about?
Nothing much, ma'am. Just want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. What's your name?
Little Blue Riding Hood.
Where are you going, ma'am?
Grandma's house.
Yes, ma'am. What do you got in the basket?
What are you trying to say? I got something in the basket I shouldn't have?
No, ma'am. I didn't say that.
Then why are you asking me all these questions for?
Just routine, ma'am. We just want to get the facts. May I have a look in that basket, ma'am?
Be my guest.
Let's see. Sawed-off shotgun. Knife. Bludgeon. Box of dum-dum shells. Nothing suspicious here. All right, ma'am. We may want to talk to you later, so don't leave the woods. She skipped on down the path, but she didn't know I'd seen the concealed compartment in the basket. In it, what I'd suspected all along. Goodies. My job, get to Grandma's before she did. I took a shortcut through the strawberry patch. It was sort of a strawberry shortcut. I walked up to the cottage, rang the bell.
Come in, dear.
Okay, Grandma, it's a raid.
A raid? Why, I'm just a peace-loving old lady. You've got the wrong Grandma.
Yes, ma'am. We just want to get the facts. Where'd you get that bump on your head?
The sky fell on me this morning.
I made a note to book her on the 614 and turned her over to the psychiatrist. I tied her up, put her in the closet, then I put on the Grandma's suit and got into bed. Come in, ma'am.
Hello, Grandma. I got the loot. What are you doing in bed?
I'm feeling poorly.
But, Grandma, what big ears you have.
All the better to get the facts. I just want to get the facts, ma'am.
But, Grandma, what a big subpoena you have in your pocket.
All the better to serve you with.
But, Grandma, what a big 38 police special you have pointed at me.
All the better to take you in. You're under arrest. You and your grandma are operating a goodies ring.
A cop. I should have known.
Known what, ma'am?
You look nothing like my grandma. You forgot about the mustache.
But I don't have a mustache.
I know. But Grandma does.
Well, I see you broke the goodies ring. How'd you get a lead on her, Joe?
I just played a hunch, Frank. It was just a hunch. I played my luck. Sometimes a hunch pays off, sometimes it doesn't. I was just lucky. I just played a hunch, Frank.
What you're trying to say, Joe, is you just played a hunch. A lucky guess. Sometimes a hunch pays off, sometimes it doesn't. You just played a hunch. Is that what you're trying to tell me, Joe?
Yeah. I just played a hunch.
Stan Freberg on Friggin' Here. That was Little Blue Riding Hood. Before Stan Freberg was Diupers with I Think My Beagle's Gay. And The Ruddles with Another Day. I'm Not Playing Freebird by Rusty Lewis. Onomatopoeia by Todd Rundgren by request. Which, by the way, I've been looking for since I was 10. So thank you very much to whoever requested that. I finally found it. And we started that set off with Pandas by Corky and the Juice Pigs, who have appeared several times on Mad TV. I got a few calls about Corky and the Juice Pigs, mostly asking where you can get their material. The only way that I know of you can get their stuff is if you write to them and order it directly. They're a Canadian band, and as far as I know, none of their stuff was ever available in the United States. I got their address. I don't even remember where. I think I got it off the internet a couple years ago when I got this tape. And I'll give you the address that's on the tape, so you may want to get a pen ready. The tape is from 1993, so I don't know if the address is still good or not. You ready? You can write to Corky and the Juice Pigs, 61 Elm Grove Avenue, number 201, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, M6K2J2. That's Corky and the Juice Pigs, 61 Elm Grove Avenue, number 201, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, M6K2J2. They have at least two albums out and a demo, which is probably no longer available. There were rumors that they broke up, but since I've heard those rumors, they've appeared several times after that on Mad TV, so I'm pretty sure they're still together. Starting off this next set is going to be the Dungeons and Dragons by Dead Alewives. If you got any last-minute requests, I'm only on for another 15 minutes or so, so make it quick. The number here is 475-2271.
Dungeons and Dragons. Satan's game. Your children, like it or not, are attracted in their weaker years to the occult. And a game like D&D fuels their imagination and makes them feel special, while drawing them deeper and deeper into the bowels of El Diablo. This afternoon, the Dead Alewives Watchtower invites you to sit in on an actual gaming session. Observe the previously unobservable as a hidden camera takes you to the inner sanctum of Dungeons and Dragons.
Galstaff, you have entered the door to the north. You are now by yourself, standing in a dark room. The pungent stench of mildew emanates from the wet dungeon walls.
Where are the Cheetos?
They're right next to you. I cast a spell.
Where's the Mountain Dew?
In the fridge, duh.
I want to cast a spell. Can I have a Mountain Dew?
Yes, you can have a Mountain Dew. Just go get it. I can cast any of these, right? On the list? Yes, any of the first level ones.
I'm going to get a soda. Anyone want one? Hey, Graham, I'm not in the room, right?
What room? I want to cast Magic Missile.
The room where he's casting all these spells from.
He hasn't cast anything yet.
I am, though, if you'd listen. I'm casting Magic Missile.
Why are you casting Magic Missile? There's nothing to attack here.
I'm attacking the darkness.
Fine. You attack the darkness. There's an elf in front of you.
Whoa, that's me, right?
He's wearing a brown tunic, and he has gray hair and blue eyes.
No, I don't. I have gray eyes.
Let me see that sheet.
Well, it says I have blue, but I decided I wanted gray eyes.
Whatever. Okay, you guys can talk to each other now if you want.
Hello.
Hello.
I am Galstaff, Sorcerer of Light.
Then how come you had to cast Magic Missile? you guys are being attacked.
Do I see that happening?
No, you're outside by the tavern.
Cool, I get drunk.
There are seven ogres surrounding you.
How could they surround us? I had Mordenkainen's magical watchdog cast.
No, you didn't.
I'm getting drunk. Are there any girls there? I totally did. You asked me if I wanted any equipment before this adventure, and I said no. But I need material components for all my spells, so I cast Mordenkainen's faithful watchdog.
But you never actually cast it.
Roll the dice to see if I'm getting drunk.
Yeah, you are.
Are there any girls there?
Yeah.
I did, though. I completely said when you asked me.
No, you didn't. You didn't actually say that you were casting the spell. So now there's ogres, okay?
Ogres? Man, I got an ogre slaying knife. It's got a +9 against ogres.
You're not there. You're getting drunk.
Okay, but if there's any girls there, I want to do them.
There you have it. A frightening look into America's most frightening pastime. Remember that it's not your children's fault that they're being drawn into a satanic world of nightmare. It's their gym teacher's fault for making them feel outcast when they couldn't do one single pull-up. Inflammation of the foreskin reminds me of your smile. I've had balanitis chancroids for quite a little while. I gave my heart to MSU, that lovely night in June. I ache for you, my darling, and I hope you'll get well soon. My penile warts, your herpes, my syphilitic spot, your manilial infection, how I miss you more and more. Your doobies itch my scrapbooks, a lovely gonorrhea. At least we both were lying when we said that we were clear. Our syphilitic kisses sealed the secret of our tryst. You gave this scrotal pustule with a quick flick of your wrist. Your trichovaginitis sent
shivers down my spine. I got snail tracks in my anus when your spider keeps met mine.
Coming off of uretritis, stretch across the vaginitis, lingomyelitis, diplococcal capillitis, epididymitis, interstitial keratitis, syphilitic choroiditis, and anterior uveitis.
I clapped up genitalia, is not so bad for me, as a complete and utter failure every time I try to pee. My doctor says my pupils are the worst he's ever seen. My scrotum's painted orange and my balls are turning green. My heart is very tender, although my parts are awful raw. You might have been infected, but you never were a bore. I'm dying from your lust, my love. I'm your spirochetal clown. I've left my body to science, but I'm afraid they've turned it down.
Gonococcal uretritis, streptococcal vaginitis, meningomyelitis, streptococcal capillitis, epididymitis, interstitial keratitis, syphilitic choroiditis, anterior uveitis.
Well, I look out of my window and see all kinds of beautiful women getting tan, but I don't go out there because I'm self-conscious about my physical appearance. You see, I'm as pale as a ghost.
Shoo-wop, shoo-wop.
But they're dark like toast.
Shoo-wop,
shoo-wop. So I better get outside in the sun. My summer will end before it's begun. I'll go to the beach and never return until I acquire a third-degree burn. I'll be a man with a tan. I'll know the ways of the rays, and I'll sit in the sand. And lots of other tan people will say, that's a man with a tan, man with a tan, man with a tan. Ah, man with a tan. But with the weather so beautiful, I've only got one wish. And it's to no longer be the same color as the underbelly of a dead fish. You see, I've seen a lot of beautiful women hanging out at the beach. I mean, literally hanging out at the beach. And what a sight to see, especially when these half-baked chicks happen to glance at me, because I'm a man with a tan. I know the ways of the rays, and I'll sit in the sand. And lots of other tan people will say, that's a man with a tan, man with a tan, man with a tan. Ah, man with a tan. I was feeling kind of crazy, so I went to a nude beach. And total body tanning was within my reach. But as a result, I had about the worst sunburn that I'd ever seen. Cause I was too embarrassed to put on any sunscreen. You see, it wasn't such a great, great feeling when all my skin started peeling. But I was out in the sun the very next day, cause I had something I'd eventually like to say. That I'm a man with a suntan. I know the ways of the rays, and I'll sit in the sand. And lots of other beautiful people will say, that's a man with a tan, man with a tan, man with a tan. Ah, man with a tan. Ah, man with a tan.
I sit on the beach and I worship the sun. And my skin looks well done. Spend $50 a week at the tanning salon. And when I look in the mirror now, I get a hard on. 'Cause I just want to be a man with a tan.
This is a song about mental health, and it's dedicated to those who need to be medicated. Johnny was a kid who grew up in the city. His mother was a drunk. His dad had lots of money. And when he was 18, he took a baseball bat and smashed out all the windows of his dad's Cadillac. They said that he was mental and locked him up for observations, like they usually do in cases like this, and took away his bat and gave him heavy medications. We're talking major tranquilizers at 6 and 8 and 10. You know, he used to be a slugger, but he'll never swing again. 'Cause he's doing the shuffle, the Thorazine shuffle. He's doing the shuffle, the Thorazine shuffle. Well, now he met a girl in there by the name of Frankie Lane. She had a thought disorder, and she lived in constant pain. 'Cause when she tried to speak, nothing came out right. She could really do the shuffle, so they did it every night. They shuffled in the kitchen, they shuffled in the hall. They shuffled to the telephone, they shuffled to the call. They shuffled by the nurse's desk and in the patient's lounge. They shuffled in the quiet room when no one was around. And they were doing the shuffle, the Thorazine shuffle. They were doing the shuffle. Well, now they're great big brown pills, and they look like M&M's. They won't melt in your mouth, and they won't melt in your hands. They melt down in your stomach, and they end up on your mind. Is everybody ready? Oh, it's medication time. Why not you take it right on? Well, isn't it a pity? Oh, isn't it too bad? It's back to reality for Johnny. It's back to mom and dad. Yeah, Johnny's on the street now. So if you see him, tell him hi. But I wouldn't be too surprised if Johnny don't reply. You see, he's got his sunglasses on. And he's doing the shuffle. Whoa, the Thorazine shuffle.
WITR, Henrietta, Modern Music and More, Modern Entertainment with the Thorazine Shuffle. Before that was Wally Pleasant with Man with a Tan, Monty Python with a beautiful little song called Medical Love Song, and we started that set off with the Dead Alewives with Dungeons and Dragons. That was a short set. My name is Tom. I am friggin' gone. I'm out of here. I'll be back next week at next Saturday at noon. Hopefully Tim will be here. Maybe we can get us both on the air for the first time in like 2 months, I think, now. I'm going to end this week's set off with a request I got for Stress by Jim Infantino. That's not it. CD player reset itself again. This should be it.
I'm addicted to stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum, and I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. I'm addicted to stress, it's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum, I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. I'm trying to cut down on my caffeine consumption, so when I get up, I just have one cup of coffee, and I like to have another cup of coffee with my breakfast. And on the way to work, I like to get a cup of coffee, like the kind of cup of coffee that you get with a donut, but I never get the donut, I just have the cup of coffee. And when I get to work, I like to have a cup of coffee, because I like to have a coffee when I'm talking on the phone, but it usually goes cold, and I need to get another cup of coffee, and it's lunch, and I have an espresso. And when I get back, it's not morning anymore, so I have a Diet Cola and another Diet Cola. And by then, I'm feeling fine, and I'm feeling pretty sharp, and I'm feeling pretty wired, and I'm getting things done. But right about 2, I get this little tiny migraine, and it starts behind my eyes, and it moves to the back of my neck, and it moves to the bottom of my spine. But it doesn't get there till 5 or 6 o'clock, which is the end of the day, so I'm fine, so I'm fine, so I'm fine. Except when I have to work late, which I usually do. I'm addicted to stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long, and I hang around like a bum, and I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's at the get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's at the get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's at the get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. I love to work, I love to run, I love to play real hard. I love to steal little things from the grocery store, like a piece of bubble gum, or sometimes I just stick my thumb in a peach and leave it there. I love to work, I love to run, I love to water ski, snowboard, jet ski, skydive, parasail, hang glide, rollerblade, mountain bike, bungee jump. Well, I mean, I love to do these things if I ever have the time. I love to work, I love to work, I love to work out after work. I love to spend a little time with this woman that I'm seeing, so we never really get a little time to spend together. So we call each other up and we talk about work. But what I think I really love is to get up by myself on a little tiny island in the middle of the ocean with just me, a book, and a cellular phone, and a personal computer in case something came up. And I'd eat, and I'd drink, and I'd run, and I'd sleep, and I wouldn't do nothing except swim all day. Except I don't know how to do laps in the ocean. Where are the sharks? Where are the sharks? And there's this kind of anemone that sticks in your foot, and the poison goes up to your brain, and you die, and sadly, yuck! But actually, I think it'd be really relaxing, just me by myself in the middle of the ocean, and that's what I'd really love to do more than anything else, except I probably hate it. I'm addicted to stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum, and I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about...